Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, today we're going to have a great podcast. Of course, we have an entrepreneur with us. He is the founder of TriClosify. I may have killed that name, but I have Alex Hyden with me here today. Alex, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I'm really excited.
Hey, and you just told me how to say this name. Was I even close to it?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, good. All right, so you help people hire salespeople, and we're going to get into all that and jump, we're going to chase that down. But I always like to find out, how did you end up being an entrepreneur in the first place?
Yeah, so I kind of always just had a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. I started reselling sneakers in high school after I've only ever had one summer job, and I made like $900 the whole summer. And on top of not liking it, that was just obviously not much money. So I was like, okay, don't want to have another summer job. So I found sneaker reselling, which then made me a little bit more money than that summer job. And then funny enough, I had to write a senior like exit paper, and I decided to do it. It had to be on an unpopular opinion. So I put that like college wasn't worth it, despite I was going to college to play tennis at St. Louis. But after I ended up finishing the paper, I had built a pretty sound argument of like why college wasn't worth it and how like something, majority of people don't even end up, using their degree and like they're unhappy and all that type of stuff. And so then I kind of figured I was studying finance because it's what my dad did and it's what my brother did. And I kind of realized on my own, I was like, I'm going to be miserable if I go down this route. And so I kind of started looking for a way out of college, and that led me to, at first it was drop shipping, but that didn't work out. And that led me to sales. And then one thing led after another. And then, after, 2 years, I was finally in a position where, I was able to comfortably, leave school and, move to Miami and all those sorts of things.
Do all the fun things. I know my son sold sneakers in high school too. So I remember that, that is a great gig. There's some really nice margins there. But you played tennis at St. Louis. Yeah, I love tennis. I actually play with a kid from Virginia Tech right now, 3 days a week. I'm always playing with college players because they're younger and just hit, tear the felt off the ball. Playing college tennis, that didn't keep you around?
No, it was probably like the biggest decision or the biggest part of the decision when I decided to leave. I was like, I am going to miss it. But at the same time, my schedule was so crazy trying to balance school plus tennis plus starting and running a business.
You can't play a college sport and run a business. There's no way. Right. They own you. I was a college wrestler and they own your schedule.
Yeah. So it was starting to get really unhealthy. And then on top of that, I wasn't even really getting any better at this point because like I just wasn't focused on tennis anymore. And I kind of realized that I was like, my focus like isn't on the sport anymore. And so that was the hardest part about me leaving. But now I moved to Miami. I have a lot of people here that I hit with pretty frequently. So, it's like I'm still playing a bunch. It's not quite, the same like team competitive atmosphere, but I still wouldn't have changed that decision.
And making money's nice.
Right. Yeah.
I say the same thing. Like I can hit with anybody I want. Like when I go to a club or a resort or anywhere, I go like, who's your best player? Can I get somebody to hit with me from this time to this time? Like, it's no different than, booking dinner from Grubhub to me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, who's the best? When are they available? Obviously the fee is irrelevant to the whole equation. So okay, I love that, and I can definitely get that because I've been in that situation. So what makes you start this business? TriClosify.com. This is totally down the sales end, and you do a unique twist to this. So kind of tell me why this business, and what do you think you guys are doing that's unique?
Yeah. So basically, after I failed at e-commerce, someone basically said, I had bought all these e-com courses to try to teach me. And someone was like, you could be the one selling those instead of the one like buying it and getting a commission on it. And so I thought I was like, I'll be able to do that because I just bought all these. I understand why people are buying them. So first I became a commission only sales rep. It clicked really quickly for me. So that was how I started making my first couple thousand bucks online. and I was still in college at the point. So I actually told my buddy, I was like, yo, I have more sales calls than I can take because of my schedule. Like, can I train you to take some of these for me and we'll split the commission? And he was down. And so then that was the first time I kind of ran like a sales agency, quote unquote. Yeah. Did that for a while. And then a lot of our clients or people that we were wanting to work with us, they were like, we want a sales rep, but like, we don't want a sales agency. Like we want a talented sales rep like you, but if you could bring us someone that we can have in house, that'd be more ideal. And so.
Because of the never ending layering, we all know what that is, because then you're playing the person to babysit the sales rep and then the agency on top of it. And three people are getting paid off the same thing.
Exactly. And so then I became a freelance recruiter where I was actually charging salespeople for sales training that didn't necessarily have experience. And then I was placing them in with the business owner and charging the business owner too, because that's how I looked at how other recruiters were doing it. And it felt a little inefficient because it was taking to train someone, it took like 45, 60 days. And then you place them. And then after you place them, there's still a ramping period, because if they've never taken a sales call before, like, they're not going to be great on their first one. You can't throw them into 10 calls a day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, how do I make this like more predictable? How do I make this faster? And then how do I make it more affordable? Because I thought charging $5,000 for one sales rep was like, a pretty hefty cost. And so I came to the conclusion that to make it more predictable, like, I had a lot of clients that sold Facebook ads as a service for different niches. So I was like, why don't I go recruit sales reps that have already sold Facebook ads as a service? It's kind of like, they've done it once, they can do it again.
And you got a niche.
Right. So I was like, if they've done it once, they can do it again. So I started, then I was like, okay, I'm only going to work with marketing agencies and I'm only going to recruit sales reps that have sold for marketing agencies before. Like, and again, same principle, if they've done it once, they can do it again. And then I was like, okay, how do I make this like faster and more affordable? And so it was already faster because I didn't have to train them. Like, they were just like ready to go. I verified their track record, et cetera. So I was like, how do I make this more affordable? And so I was like, they don't really need me to do the interviews for them and like run these people through personality tests like some of these other recruiters do. And then like say, okay, here's your best sales rep for you. Like, I decided for you. I was like, my clients can interview for themselves. Like, it's not that incredibly difficult. Like, I'll just give them a few questions that are probably a good idea to ask. And I'll turn it into like a self-serve hiring platform and I'll let them do the interviewing and hiring themselves. I'll just provide them, the candidates inside of a platform.
Exactly. You could provide 20 somewhat qualified candidates. And if they hire five of them, then do you get paid on the five or do you get paid on the fact that you gave them 20 to look at?
Yeah. So we do a flat annual membership fee. And then we charge a commission on the back end as a platform fee as well.
So explain that. I like my audience say, do you on what they sell or?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So on what their closers sell. And then the billing's actually through our platform. And so the other reason that I personally like it is because, the straight up recruitment model, it's kind of like a churn and burn game. Like, you're always having to get new clients because there's not really MRR. It's like you place a sales rep in the business and there's no recurring revenue for you. Like, you can try to upsell them down the road on.
No, I agree. You're getting a one-time hit fee.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't want to be in the game of constantly having to acquire new clients. Like, I want recurring revenue on the back end. So every time a sales rep closes a deal that's, inside of our platform, they just upload the deal into our platform. The business owner just clicks a button that says approve. And then it payouts both parties. So we take a small cut.
So you find out first, basically. It's not like the honor system, the salespeople are telling you your salespeople mark their sales through you. Okay. And then do you pay those salespeople?
So we actually, integrate with Stripe Connect, which is actually a really cool feature. So basically our tiny cut automatically goes right to us and then their cut goes directly to their Stripe or bank account.
Oh, so cool. I'm asking these questions because like you've knocked out every part of it you've thought through and you got something really, you got something extremely special because salespeople right now, I always say it's the most critical hire in any company.
Right.
It is it. If you don't sell if you don't sell what it is you offer, you'll be out of business. Every hire after that is fine, but whoever is doing the selling for your company is the most important hire, especially in the first 5 years of a company.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny too, because, you know, we've actually grown our whole sales force hiring from our own platform too. Both our outbound SDRs and our inbound closers, we've hired every single sales rep from our own platform. So it's kind of funny.
Where do you think you guys sell the, what is your strike zone? Do you have like a few strike zones where you guys can sell, you know, do you have an ideal client is what I'm saying. The people that really love grabbing your people.
Yeah. And so absolutely, I'm still a big believer that, you know, we get clients really good results because we only work with a few niches still. So we have tons of agency owner clients, whether they sell SEO, Facebook ads, email marketing, like any type of, you know, marketing agency. We have tons of clients like that and tons of closers that have already sold those before. We've got a few remote solar companies, a lot of info product sellers, a lot of online coaches, and then like a few like high ticket B2B SaaS. So those are like the five niches that we work with and that we're really comfortable working with, because again, we have reps that have already sold all those types of offers. And we have like, so like, it's not only like we find people that have sold those offers, we have like an HR rep that actually verifies their track record on those offers.
No, I love it. Alex created an incredible business. I am interviewing the founder of tryclosify.com. And if you're looking for experienced salespeople, that's what we're talking about here today. So tell me this, Alex, what's the one thing, not that you've been doing this forever, but I always love to find out, what's the one thing you wish you would have known when you first got started on this business journey? Like that, if I would have known that, that'd have been really helpful. Or your one piece of startup advice you like to give to your friends. Sometimes it's the same answer. Sometimes it's two different answers.
So I'm a very impatient person. I like things to happen very quickly. And that's why I was originally so attracted to the drop shipping models. I saw people making money really quickly. And it wasn't until I started looking at building a business in like a bare minimum, like 3-year time horizon, that I actually like ever made money online. I was like, okay, I'm going to like focus on this for like 3 years and like 3 years minimum. And I'm going to work on something that's going to move the needle forward every single day for 3 years minimum before like I were to like quote unquote give up. I think a lot of people, like, they just bounce around to every different business model for your mom. And it's like, you have to focus on like one thing for, I mean, you have to at least give yourself a year, like bare minimum.
I love your 3 years. I've never had anything succeed at an extraordinary level for me that didn't take 5.
Right.
Like 3 is when I started seeing the real results. 5 is when I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I stuck with it. It's funny because, you know, Bill Gates was having dinner with Warren Buffett. How'd you like to be at that dinner? And Bill Gates's father gives each of them a note card and says, hey, just write down on it the one thing that you attribute your success to. I mean, this at the time, they're the number one and number two richest people in the world. Pretty much carried that mantle for about 15, 20 years. And the card at the end of the night, he looked at both cards and it was the same thing on each of them. Focus.
Yeah.
Focus. The ability to say relentless on one thing is it. And too many people just keep jumping around to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And they don't, you know, it's like, you knock down a wall by hitting it over and over and over. No, it doesn't come with the first swing, but everybody seems to want that result so fast. And I love hearing you say that because it is the secret.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I love it. Again, I have Alex with me here on the podcast. How can people connect with you, Alex?
Yeah, so Twitter's the platform that I use the most. It's at AlexH459. And that's where I put out the most content and engage the most on.
All right, so he'll reach out to you, and my incredible producer, Vincent, who makes me look smart, will take care of that. And yes, he has a tough job ahead of him. Listen, this podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads. You need more sales. Reach out to them. They'll give you a free analysis. This is one host that is so grateful that you continue to listen to the podcast, subscribe to it, give it a great review, and just tell your friends about it. Again, we try to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs in the least amount of time possible. We'll talk again soon.